Hello, this is Brother Jeff for your daily inspiration. What do you owe God? How much do you owe? What do you owe God, you ask? Suppose he sent this bill to you today. $100,000 for the sun upon the hill. $2,000 for the little brook that runs along the way. $500 for the night time. $1,000 for the day. $600 for the little birds that thrill and chirp and sing. $600 for the tiny flowers which tell us that it's spring. These are the bills which every one of every clown forget. If God should charge you what you owe, you'd always be in debt. Just a little thought there to realize that every good and every perfect gift comes from God. Thanksgiving, freedom, what are they? What do we have in Christ today? Let's just think about it. You know, if we look at the Thanksgiving celebration here in America, the whole long story of our country is saturated with the instinct for freedom. For it is on freedom that America is built. It was in the fall of 1621 that the Pilgrims of Plymouth had gathered their first crop of corn, barley, and peas, and were prepared to be grateful for the very small mercies. In that year, 46 of the original colonists had died. They'd all suffered from cold, hunger, sickness, and fear, and tried to forget the weary months of labor and disappointment in one day of joyous thanksgiving for the fact that they were alive and that they were free. Out of their hardships had been born a great spirit of unselfish cooperation and hospitality. What courage and faith they must have had. And what of us? Compared with them, we live in an age of ease, an age of abundance. Has it hardened our hearts and softened our courage? We inherit the results of their labors and hardships. And are we apathetically accepting this inheritance? We see again that freedom is the most priceless possession that we can ever have. But not just freedom from a king, but freedom in Christ, freedom to have the word of God, freedom to obey. So as you might have sat down in the last days for your Thanksgiving meal and celebrated, let us make up our minds that we're going to need to be thankful all the time, no matter if it's good, no matter if it's bad. We really need to remember that. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 that we are in everything to give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. So be thankful today and bless his holy name.